The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, it's the morning after the night before. Last night, the nightclubs were back with bells on, it seems, if the footage from a certain nightclub in Dublin is anything to go by. In a few moments, we'll hear from clubbers in Limerick, a DJ in Cork, Donegal and Dublin nightclub owners. But first, Ronan McGreevy of the Irish Times is out and about last night. Ronan, for one night only, you were a de facto nightclub correspondent.
Yeah.
Paint us a picture of the scene outside some of the nightclubs.
It's a hard life. I turned up to Copperface Jack's around 20 to 9 last night. The doors are opening at 9, thinking there'd be, you know, there will be a considerable queue. But Coppers is the type of place you go to at the end of the night rather than at the start. By the time I got there, like, the queue was almost back down to where the Garda station is on Harcourt Street, which is about at least 500 metres. And then there was another queue the other side, I'd say, at the same amount of people. And, you know, it was very happy. People were so happy. It was a very, very joyous occasion for so many people who have missed out on so much of their young lives. And then I went on to Tramline, which is in Dalier Street, and that was the same type of scenes, like hundreds of people, very happy, very joyous, no aggro or anything like that. People were just happy to be out and about after 19 months of lockdown.
And what about social distancing, particularly outside versus what you maybe saw inside?
There wasn't much on you, really, to be honest with you. I don't know how you can social distance. I mean, like, if you look at the queues for the nightclubs going in, you know, nightclubs are operating at full capacity. People do what they do. I don't know how it could be even feasible to run a nightclub and have it social distancing in them, you know.
There were concerns during the week of what is it going to look like, you know, managing that crowd control in advance. But then when everybody pours out onto the streets at 1:30, 2:30, was there much of a noticeable Garda presence, security presence last
night?
Yeah,
there was, but it was all very, very peaceful. And because it was so early in the evening, you know, there weren't the usual sort of belligerent drunks turning up late or anything like that. It was very, very well organized. Coppers had three lines, basically. They had a couple of people who were checking COVID certs and taking the contact details of the people going in, mm-hmm. and that was one queue. And then the next one was, you know, getting in, and everybody had to wear a mask until mm-hmm. they got into the nightclub. And same again with Tramline, they had ambulance service crew who were checking people's certs, and like it all went really smoothly
good
last night, as far as I could see.
Well, let's go to Limerick now. Our reporter, Shifra Mulqueen, she was also out and about last night meeting up with revellers in Limerick. Let's hear how she got on.
It's much better now because I've had my vaccine and everything, and I feel like I've done everything right, so it's about time kind of it changed a bit.
What's it like being out tonight?
Well, I'm actually out for my graduation, so it's a bit weird to be out the same night like the nightclubs are open for the first time ever, and everywhere is quite busy, so we didn't really factor for that. We kind of tried booking places, but nowhere's really taking bookings because they didn't know what was happening with the restrictions. So here we are at 1 o'clock in the morning in a queue, hoping for the best, but it's not going that well.
In the morning?
Yeah, 1:05.
All I want is a boogie. So what's the plan? Is it to head home or what's the crack?
No, we've been waiting too long to have everything, all the restrictions open, so heading home is the last resort, I think.
Have you been in the nightclub tonight?
I've been there since about 8 o'clock, yeah.
How has it been?
Oh, it's class, unbelievably. You show your ID and you show your COVID cert. They check it diligently. That's it, yeah, you know, yeah.
What has been the best part of the night?
I think just dancing with people, you know, like, I know we're supposed to wear masks and stuff, but I think everyone's just dancing to the toilet at this point with the mask.
You're kind of one of the lucky ones who got in as well.
Yeah, no, so many people didn't get in.
Honestly,
so many people. Yeah, I came at 8 and I was waiting about 40-50 minutes to get in. But there was queues until like about an hour ago. Yeah. Like long queues, yeah. I've never seen Limerick as busy. Like even all the pubs, every single pub you go to is packed.
Dancing to the toilets, that's a new one on us here in the business. Let's go to Donegal now. Shane Barr, owner of Dodge Nightclub. You reopened after 10 years, Shane, but you got a priest in first to bless the building. Is this a new tradition?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we had the local priest, Father Brian O'Ferry, to bless the premises on Thursday evening there, and it's something the religion is strong in the area, and it's something we do, and it was lovely to have him in, and a lovely priest, and he done a lovely service, and about keeping everybody safe, staff and punters and coming and going from the club. So yeah, no, it was nice.
Very good. And I hear he's threatening to come back as a spin master and play Bob Dylan's Knocking on Heaven's Door and Journey's Don't Stop Believing when he's given control of the tiles. Tell us, how did it go last night after reopening after 10 years?
Yeah, similar to your speakers before. There's a big demand, of course. The industry's been closed for so long, and people are just happy to get out and enjoy themselves, and the emphasis on ensuring the restrictions are enforced and ensuring people enjoy their night. But yeah, overall it was good. It was definitely high demand. There was big queues and rushes at the start of the night to get in. But once we got them in, it was all under control and it went well. Yeah.
Do you expect people to start queuing a little bit earlier tonight?
We do, yeah. I think people will start queuing earlier because the demand is that high and the capacity is not what the demand is. So yeah, it's something that we're hoping everybody will work with us and other venues, just to realise that not everybody is unfortunately going to get into the premises due to the demand, you know.
Very good. Well, best of luck with it, Shane Barr. That's owner of Dodge Nightclub in Donegal. We're going to go now to our Cork studio. We're joined there by Stevie Granger, aka DJ Stevie G. And we're joined in Dublin by Ian Redmond, who's the owner of Tramline Nightclub that you heard Ronan reporting on earlier. Can I come to you first, Ian? You were here on RTÉ just 24 hours ago, and you were talking about, you know, the trepidation, the excitement ahead of the big reopen after almost, I think it's like 600 days at this point. How did it go for you pulling that first pint for a customer at, I think, 7 o'clock yesterday evening?
Yeah, it was amazing, the experience. That it was just like to finally get the doors open and see all the staff just click back into the operations. I have to commend the management team here. I'm just blown away by how well they did. Even to come in this morning to the venue to see, I was expecting to see a bomb hit it, and there's not a pin out of place. Everything is perfect. So it's a credit to the resilience and to the enthusiasm of the staff here, the management, who is just fantastic. And you know, it's a sign of the resilience of a nation as a whole, how like after this we all just want to get back to work. So it just felt amazing.
And can I ask you there, Ian, like, you had a lot of procedures to deal with to get people in, so they had, you know, masks, temperature checks, COVID checks, ID checks. How did it work getting people in, and then how did it work inside, where, you know, you had to have your ventilation systems and social distance work?
Yeah, well, we had the ventilation cranked up from early on, and we had Halloween cobwebs, so you could actually see the cold air, fresh air blowing in, you know. So you normally wouldn't see ventilation working, you could actually see it. It was so that gave great comfort to me and the customers, that they could see those fresh air coming in. The line started outside about 9 o'clock last night. We opened doors at 10, and it was orderly. Everyone was excited to come in. They all had masks, and they were happy to show their COVID IDs. They all had their IDs, and they're happy to get the temperature check. So it worked really well. And then they knew that once they got in, they got to the bar and they got a drink and then moved away and hit the dance floor. So yeah, I suppose there are some anomalies in the guidelines and the regulations, but to the best of everyone's ability, it went really, really well last night. And the Gardaí and the inspectors from Pier Street turned up, and we thanked them for just their oversight and looking at what we did, and I don't believe they had any complaints. It was a well-oiled run machine last night at Tramline.
Gardaí are actively checking. Bringing you in, Stevie Granger, in Cork, what was your experience last night of seeing government guidelines being implemented? You were playing there as part of the Cork Jazz Festival.
Yeah, the Jazz Festival had just kicked off. I was doing my own radio show when I saw the breaking news that they'd changed it again, and I was just like, this is unbelievable. Now, in fairness, it was the news was that it would happen next week or something, but I just thought that was crazy. And there's more uncertainty.
Do you think it's unworkable? Do you? I know that's a lot of industry figures are saying.
Absolutely, but I mean, it wouldn't really be my area of expertise, but I just think putting a bit of uncertainty into nightclubs and into all of the other staff, like Ian just mentioned it, there's a lot more people than people running clubs or promoters. Like promoters all over the world, all over the country, and bands, artists, agents, everyone has been totally stressed out about this. But I thought that was a bit curious. But the Jazz Festival did kick off. Everyone was quite happy about it. My own personal experience after my radio show, I went down to the River Lee. Now it's a hotel, so it wasn't a club as such, and they run a tight operation. It's a well ventilated place. They've got a kind of a boutique bar area where they will be running two rooms tonight. They had one last night.
And were people able to get up and dance? Like, what did it actually look like? You're playing there and people out on the floor.
Yeah, it's still, like, it would be a kind of, it's still a hotel, like, it's not a nightclub as such. So it's a very, as I say, socially distanced environment anyway. It's kind of...
And no kissing on the dance floors, was it all very socially distanced?
I couldn't quite comment on that. I was just too concentrating on my music and stuff.
Hitting the right notes.
But I did drive through, because we were finished early as well, and I did drive through the city at one. Now, this is the Jazz weekend. It's the biggest weekend in Cork by a mile. And, like, there was a lot of people on the street, so I don't know, do some bars close at maybe midnight or whatever? Some people couldn't get in, but I presume I wasn't hitting the peak time, which would have been probably 2:30. But it seemed to be, like all the others described. I mean, everyone was in good spirits, just happy to be out.
Ian, can I bring you back in, owner of Tramline here in Dublin? Yeah. What about those regulations last night? There seems to be confusion this morning around whether people will be able to purchase tickets with a few minutes to go, or whether they're going to have to be done 24 hours in advance starting next week.
Yeah, that was like, we got that news last night about 6 o'clock, and I was just having a coffee actually with Sunil Sharp from Give Us the Night and the Government Task Force on the late night economy. And it was like a bombshell to us. It's just totally unworkable, and the nightclub and late bar business is on its knees, and we're trying to get back up, and to bring in this extra layer of regulation that we have to pre-sell tickets beforehand, it totally kills the walk-up business. If somebody's out and they're in a bar and they go, oh, we pop around to this club, and if they haven't booked it, now I know people say, oh, you can go onto your phone quickly and book it on Eventbrite, but it's an extra layer of it's just a hassle, you know. It's like you wouldn't book a flight just off the cuff to fly away somewhere, and you wouldn't book the tickets because you were not sure if your friends are in or out or going to it. So pre-booking tickets, so it takes the
spontaneity.
It just adds another layer of complexity. Yeah,
and we know the Minister Catherine Martin last night has said, look, this is just going to be necessary in terms of the ticketing because there is a real threat to our society given the numbers, and this is a safety guideline that's going to really balance that public health consideration with facilitating the reopening of all sectors but ensuring that they can do the contact tracing.
Ticketing won't stop the spread of the virus. It's contact tracing, and it's just a lack of trust in us as an industry, and we've been closed for 590 days. And to come back with something that's untenable, that's intangible, we can't do it. It's just gonna add another layer of problems to our business.
Ronan McGreevy of the Irish Times, just very, very briefly, when do you think we'll hear from the government to tidy up this issue on the ticketing?
As soon as possible. I mean, it's a really, you know. I was saying last night to some of the nightclub owners, which you can't, you know, with your phone, if you decide to go to a nightclub, you can just book straight away on your, you know, Eventbrite. Most people have the app on their phone. But, I mean, if it's 24 hours to 72 hours, it kind of... nightclubs are going to lose so much of their business because, you know, the whole nature of going to nightclubs a lot of times is a spontaneous thing, you know. So I would hope that they would do that in the next 1 or 2 days, I expect.
Okay. Our thanks to all of our guests for joining us around the country for that overview from last night.